Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, October 20th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Either way, it's going to be handled properly.
Gaza ceasefire under huge strain, and we're heading into the final week of presidential election campaigning. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Israeli military says a ceasefire in Gaza will resume after it was seriously tested by an attack that killed two Israeli soldiers. The IDF claims Hamas fired at troops in areas of Rafah city that are Israeli controlled under the terms of the truce. At least 36 Palestinians were killed in retaliatory strikes. US President Donald Trump says everyone wants peace in the region.
We want to make sure that it's going to be very peaceful with Hamas. And as you know, they've been quite rambunctious. They've been doing some shooting, and we think maybe the leadership isn't involved in that, you know, some rebels within. But either way, it's going to be handled properly.
Israel has also said it's halting the flow of aid into Gaza. Peter Power, executive director of UNICEF Ireland, says they were able to get in a significant amount of aid at the weekend.
Our people on the ground are saying that the ceasefire is very shaky at the moment. It's unstable, which is not what anybody wants. We were able to get in a reasonable amount of humanitarian assistance this weekend, but this instability in the ceasefire is causing complications for the aid process.
Heather Humphreys has hit out at her presidential race rival, Catherine Conley, for working for UK banks. The Fine Gael candidate has accused Conley of helping them to repossess homes here. News Talk's Sean Defoe reports.
Heading into the final week of campaigning, there is a clear and commanding lead for the independent candidate, Catherine Conley. But over the weekend, the debate turned to a nastier side as Fine Gael tried to chip away at that and install Heather Humphreys as the next president of Ireland. In particular, the issue of who Catherine Conley represented during her legal career and which banks she may have represented was referenced by Heather Humphreys yesterday, calling on her opposite number to set out which banks she had worked for and how involved she was in repossessions. Catherine Conley called the comments a new low and said she was focused on continuing to build momentum in the final days of the campaign. Both candidates are on the campaign trail around the country today, with the big set piece being tomorrow night's final TV debate. And with research showing a large number of voters don't make up their minds until the final day of a campaign, Fine Gael are saying this isn't over yet.
The highest number of child sexual abuse disclosures on record has been registered by the charity 1 in 4. The group has also reported a record-breaking rise of people contacting it, especially men. More than 7,000 support sessions have been delivered to over 1,000 people. CEO of 1 in 4, Deirdre Kenny, says we're finally finding out what's been hidden for years.
The rising numbers don't mean that the problem is improving. They mean that we're finally hearing what has been hidden for too long. And I think we have a new commission that will examine decades of past abuse in schools. And while this is crucial, I think it's really important that we can't stay staring in the rearview mirror. We need to look at the risks that children face today.
Two people have died after a plane skidded off the runway into the sea at Hong Kong Airport. Four crew members on board the Boeing 747 travelling from Dubai were rescued and taken to hospital. Two workers were killed when the aircraft crashed into their airport car. Stephen Yu is the executive director of airport operations.
We are deeply saddened and extend our deepest condolences. We will provide the family with all necessary support and assistance.
Pressure is being put on the Transport Minister to bring in a 30 km an hour speed limit in urban areas. The Love 30 campaign wants Minister Dara O'Brien to issue a commencement order for the default limit. It would require local authorities to apply a 30 km an hour maximum speed to 85 built-up areas. Love 30 campaign founder Mairead Forsyth says it would protect pedestrians from road deaths.
A person hit at 30 kilometres an hour will fare a lot better than somebody hit at 50. A person hit at 50 has a 50% chance of dying. If they're hit at 30 kilometres an hour, there's only a 10% chance they'll die. So straight away, there's a reduction in the risk of death. There's a reduction in the risk of serious injury.
Ian Rotheran is planning to boost DART frequency by 50% between Bray and Greystones. It'll lead to an increase from two to three trains per hour in both directions. A public consultation gets underway to allow people to have their say. It'll remain open until the 4th of December. Ian Rotheran spokesperson Jane Cregan says work would begin in 3 years.
Feedback we receive will help to shape the ongoing design process, and we hope to lodge a planning application for this in quarter three of 2026, and subject to planning being granted and funding being allocated, we'd be hoping to start construction in 2028, and it will take approximately 2 years for the construction to be completed. So we would hope that this upgrade would be in place by 2030.
Art experts are describing a robbery at the world-famous Louvre in Paris as the heist of the decade. Among 8 priceless jewels taken was a brooch containing almost 2,500 diamonds. Authorities say thieves broke in yesterday morning through a window, which they reached using a basket lift. They're believed to have fled on motorbikes. This visitor was caught up in the drama.
We walked out of the room of the Mona Lisa. We went to the left in the direction of the French crown jewels. And there were security people. They shouted to us, "You have to move this place. You have to be quick, fast, run."
Piers Morgan has hinted he wants to run for the top job in British government. The 60-year-old presenter claims there's been a lot of talk about him becoming Prime Minister. He says he would take a tough approach to leadership, and many people feel betrayed by successive leaders. And in sport, in soccer, Harry Maguire was the hero for Manchester United as they won away at rivals Liverpool for the first time since 2016. The defender's late header secured a 2-1 Premier League victory at Anfield last night, and Harry Maguire says the win has been a long time coming.
It's the old cliche, it's only 3 points, but it's definitely not. It means a lot more than that to the boys, to the clubs, to the fans. I've been here 7 years now, and to come to this ground every time and not get 3 points has been tough. So yeah, it's for the fans.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.